Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hope this is the right track. It is. Okay, here we go.
Summer drinking, endless rosé.
How are these fuckers not all in AA?
Pretty people with booming careers.
Lover boy, enough to last 7 years.
Hampton's clubs don't activate hubs. India, oh, the summer house. Oh, well, oh, well,
sing
oh,
it
well.
With us.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Will they take Hannah's calls?
Tell me more, tell me more.
Can we see Carl's three balls?
Shoo-bop-bop, 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 shoo-bop-bop.
Oh, my God. Paige, I literally was, like, dying laughing with this guy all day in bed. And, like, it was, like, so easy and natural and, like, wonderful. And, like, we were, like, connecting. And, like, it was so amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you sleep with him?
Not on Sunday. Like, Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Just, like, fucked his brains out. Star of the show.
It was my favorite moment of this episode.
Actually,
she's like all day on Sunday. She's like, "Do you sleep?" She's like, "Well, not on Sunday."
No, no. My favorite moment of this episode was just, I'm going to start doing this now. When I walk into a room and other people there, I'm going to say, "Are you talking about me?" God, I love Hub's house, y'all.
Lover.
I know, Hub House. I just said Hub's house. Yo, this is Summer House, season six, episode
summer,
four.
Summer House.
That's not our theme song anymore.
You just heard our real theme song, our new theme song. We premiered it at the New York show.
This is a clever title called Charmed. I'm not sure.
Because Craig
is here.
People who don't know, like... really prissy movies won't understand the expression Charmed, I'm sure.
I think most people know that.
Really?
I don't know. I would think, but maybe not. We're just gay flowers.
Charmed, I'm sure.
I would say that when I was 6 years old. My mother would say, Matthew, don't introduce yourself like that to people.
You said that?
Oh, I'd put out my hand and say, pleased to meet you. From watching old movies of drag queens.
Pleased to meet you. It is an honor to make your acquaintance.
My mother would say, don't do that, Matthew.
Oh, hi, Mama.
Oh, that, y'all, you've got a little faggot if that happens.
You do. You've got a little. If your son is doing that,
that's well, okay. You know, it's
fine. Love him.
It's fine. Love him. Tell him them. It's okay.
Yep.
Whatever he wants, they want to be.
And then that. Buy them that Barbie and let them fix her hair.
Or if you've got a little poodle, buy them the collected works of George Sand.
Yeah.
Or let them
watch Jane Austen movies at 4.
Oh God.
Yes.
Y'all, buy them that well they've been wanting. That well for boys.
Like that skit. So this is Summer House, y'all. Okay. We're getting into this season. We're going to jump right into it, mainly because we've got to, like, call. And so we want to get – we're like, we got it. But also, there's stuff that – I feel like this episode was – when stuff was happening, it was interesting. But then there were these long pauses of nothing happening.
Welcome to Summer House when they go back to the city.
Yeah, it's true. So Anyway, y'all, so go to our Linktree link to see our live shows, Los Angeles. We're going to be inside of you on February 27th.
Ooh, we already are inside of you.
It's true. Well, you are. I'm inside of Oklahoma right now. I'm just raw dogging.
It's an inhospitable womb.
Yes. Just riding. I'm just like in a cattle's asshole, just pulling out a baby in Oklahoma.
Gross.
Y'all, so I will say, I told Poodle I was a little behind it. I said, he said, why are you behind? I said, I'm sorry, but my Aunt Peggy hadn't seen Kyle and she needed to sit down and say, hello, nice to see you. Let me tell you about when my first husband killed himself. Southern stories, y'all.
I love these stories.
It was very descriptive. Very descriptive. And then at the end of the story, I forgot to, she said, I'm so sorry. I forgot my lip. I've been talking this whole time without my lip.
Y'all, Southern women love nothing more than to tell you their stories of tragedy in a very vivid way. And because that is a way of connecting with you. That is a way of showing.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's like my Aunt Bessie's story. Yep. She would tell that story and my mother would tell, or my mother would tell stories of like horrible things that happened to her cousin or her.
Well, because a lot of these Southern men aren't listening. They need someone to hear their stories.
That's true.
That's true. All right, everybody. Speaking of Southern men, let's talk about Paige and Craig are talking. And Craig is, you know, giving her that we were not exclusive. You said you didn't want to be exclusive. We don't have to rehash the conversation, but
because basically he fucked Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, and he's saying it was free for me to do this. I mean, Craig's not wrong, right? But he, right?
Here's the problem. Neither one of them are really wanting to make their feelings apparent.
No.
And so, but what Craig is doing is trying to push it all under the rug and gaslighting her.
He is gaslighting her.
What he's doing is saying it's getting her finally, it's almost in his lawyerly way, trying to get her to agree with him, and trying to convince her that she actually wanted this.
Which is
fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. And that is kind of Craig's way, because even later, Craig also can't. We've talked about this on Southern Charm. Craig can't tolerate. He can't handle when someone
doesn't
like him or is upset at him, because Craig is so sensitive. So instead of saying, I'm really feeling dysregulated or I'm really upset right now that you're upset, he has to guilt someone for having feelings. Because Paige said, I'm not mad. I'm just sad.
Right.
And that's, Paige can feel sad. The thing that I didn't like,
he says, I don't want you to be sad.
He's like, I don't want you.
You can't regulate her feelings.
Yes. And Craig does say like, well, I wasn't lying to you. If you had asked me about it, I would have told you. So is there, I mean, and honestly, Paige didn't really tell Craig about Andre, you know, so it's about Andy. So it's kind of like, but he does get, but Paige isn't gaslighting him. He does gaslight him.
Yeah, but this is, and also
Maya is right.
He's yelling at Lindsay. None of this behavior is appropriate. It's vintage Craig when he's drinking.
It's vintage Craig when he's drinking. That is it.
Yeah.
And I want to say the most upsetting thing to me about this whole night at Fiasco is Alex doesn't eat cookie dough and freaks out about it.
Well, he's just...
I'm sorry, y'all. We all know we're not supposed to eat cookie dough. We all know it. I'm not going to eat a whole thing of cookie dough because it's raw eggs. But we all are going to have a little bit of cookie dough. But Alex is that person that freaks out when someone has a little. He's like, no, you can't eat it. And I went, okay, I'm done with you.
I don't like raw cookie dough. I feel like I'm the only person in the world. It just doesn't appeal to me.
You know what? I can understand that if you don't like it, that's fine.
But I wouldn't eat it, and I wouldn't go, oh my God, raw eggs, we've eaten worse.
I had a real problem with this. This is really one of the, like, I know he said he's boring, but this is where I'm like, you fucking crossed a line.
I still feel like he's just a dick. Like, there's no way in for me. for him.
No.
Even
when he kisses Sierra, I'm like, eh.
I think they're really trying to make Alex happen, and I'm not buying it. They even tried to like have that moment with his father, and I was like, well, that was forgettable.
I'm not buying it. Like, Maya is growing on me. I'm liking her. She's not super reality TV, but like, I think she'd be a fun person to hang out with.
She is for me too. I'm just worried that it's a little too much too soon. And I'm worried that next week she's going to bring up something about feeling like she's neglected in the house. And we're on episode, she's been there like, this is like only their second or third weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
And you can't get in there and expect, I'm not sure why she's in the, this is a preview. I'm not sure why she's upset. Sierra is also upset. I don't know if it's going to be something like we feel as the two black women in the house. We feel,
I don't know. Either.
I don't know. But I
agree. It's a little too soon. Cause like Amanda can have a complete breakdown for nothing about her birthday party. And we get it because we know,
we
Amanda.
Get it. Cause we know who she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And, but we barely know her. She hasn't really, what she has shown us is she's taking up for the other women in the house, but there's nothing for her really.
Yeah.
Besides cooking. And that could just be how she's showing herself on reality TV. She just may not know how to right now.
Maybe. I don't think Carl let her have that moment where they kind of bond over like being
boring ones.
Being boring. I don't think Carl is long for Summer House. Mm-mm. I think this is his last season.
I agree.
Yeah, he might make an appearance or two if he's dating Hub still, or just show up.
I think that's fake.
But I don't think it's not long. Not long.
My first teabag is Kyle being and Maya.
I'm just about Alex and the cookie dough. Sorry, I had to.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
Kyle's trying to order appetizers. He's already a little buzzed. He's like, "What is this? Spanatopia, Spana Pokemon, Spana and
Spanktopa."
And Maya goes, "Seriously? You don't know what Spanakopita is?"
That made me like her more.
No, I'm getting to like her. It's a shame that on a show like this with big personalities, like you have Lindsay. You have Kyle, you have like even people like Paige and Amanda are big personalities. They're comfortable with one another. And like, unless you are someone who's just gonna be a hellraiser, it's gonna be hard to get a word in edgewise.
No,
so
I
get it, but yeah. Anyway, that was my, I just like her. But that was the Shushuska's moment.
The Shushuska's.
Shushuska's.
Shushuska's. Y'all, my next teabag is the look on Lindsay's. Okay, first of all, just props to Lindsay, to Hub House, for just being like, I mean, I fucking love the audacity, the brazenness of her to just walk up to a guy at a pool party and says, "Hi, are you single?" Doesn't even get to know them. Doesn't even ask their name. And then he says, "Yes." And then she's like, second question, "How old are you?"
38. And she had speculated. She's like 38. And she looked over at her friends like,
she looked over to Danielle like she was a psychic. Like, what? Because she was drunk. And then like, y'all, we see like this guy doesn't know what he's, because she's like, "Do you want kids? Do you want?" So
what?
Here's my question to you. Here's my question to you. We saw Natalie from 90 Day to Single Life do the same thing on a first date of meeting somebody, ask them how old they were, if they wanted to get married.
And why is it not charming?
Why is it creepy when Natalie does it? And when Hubs does it, it's just the most charming, lovable thing ever.
Because it is with Natalie, it is a pattern of trauma induced behavior. And also it is, Natalie lives in fear that she will be alone. So does Lindsay, but she's drunk and she's also a good time. Natalie's not a good time.
Natalie is not a good time. That's it. That's it.
Also, okay. I think Lindsay lives her life in this kind of radical honesty any moment of this is who I am. And Natalie doesn't. TV.
Yes. You know what? I think it comes down to authenticness. I think that Lindsay is totally authentic.
Yeah. Natalie's not.
Natalie is not. Go ahead.
My next one is, y'all, my summer house veteran and my personal friend, Luke Gulbranson,
calls. I knew this was happening.
We're having drinks when he's in LA next. At the Soho House.
Shameless. I mean, I do love the Soho House. I'm not going to lie. But you were shameless.
Y'all, you will never feel like more of a douche at the Soho House.
I have a friend who's a member and I go and I love it. It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful in there, but I always feel like a douche.
You feel like a douche.
Even the servers are like, hey guys, what can I get you?
You could join. It would be a tax write-off. You could join so that way you could meet Luke. You could meet Luke there and write it off on your taxes.
I wonder if they can you imagine they're at the Soho House? They're like, so how many Instagram followers do you have? What car do you drive? I can just see it now. But Lukey calls and he's coming. It is amazing. You said shameless, but it's amazing how meeting him in person has colored my whole opinion of him now.
I mean, you can't even.
But I do have a good.
You can't even be rational with him now.
I do have a good bullshit meter when I meet people in person, though.
You cannot be discerning with him now, though. It's all because you.
No, you're right.
Once you talk about a guy, and I'm the same way. Once you talk about a man's eyelashes, I know you're sunk.
You're sunk. All over. God. And also, he's a good sport. He was a good sport at the Crappies.
He was a very good sport.
He's very tall. Not as tall as Carl, but he's tall. So, y'all, yes, Lindsay's like, are you coming? Are you coming ever?
I can't come. They're both drunk.
Did you hear that? Lindsay said, did you move? Like to Minnesota?
She said, I did you move. And he's like, no, I'm just building igloos in this winter and taking care of family, working on my igloo craft.
He's got like a lot of projects. He's building, he's a cabinet maker, table maker.
He's a model. And Poodle knows about other things.
Oh, he's got acting projects in the fire. He's working on a script with a friend of his. I offered to read it and help him punch up some ideas. So we're going to discuss that at the Soho House when he comes. With Kevin Huvane.
By the way, has he texted you back yet?
I think something was wrong with the lines in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
He did give me a heart when I last sent him something.
Okay. I'm sure it's not anything to do with the satellites, you know. Probably one's frozen in space, it can't send the message.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. Whatever you need to believe. Whatever you need to believe.
What's your next one?
My next one is, so it's a little bit of like, I think that this isn't really a big thing. Again, I know I'm talking a lot about Lindsay, but I also love when Lindsay wakes up in the morning and she sees Craig and she just walks by him with her hand.
With her hand out. Face,
and she just goes, mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm. So, but that's a teaser because this is really about Craig. I want to talk about the kind of the Craig and Amanda kind of like conversation because that's where I want to talk about two part Craig and Amanda and then Sierra and Lindsay. So it's kind of like basically Amanda is like saying Amanda's telling Craig you need to let Paige know how you feel about Kristen.
Right.
I don't know if that. Craig needs to do that because they're not dating. It really goes back to what Paige's mother said when Paige's mother said to her when they were talking on this episode, and she's like, which by the way, Paige's mother looks like a drag queen from New York.
Yeah, she does with that hair.
Yeah, I love her. And she's like, listen, guys won't, and this is, I think, is very true. Guys aren't going to tell you their feelings until they know where you stand.
Yep.
And I think so, but he doesn't need to tell her anything because he doesn't know where she stands, right? And so then kind of on the other side of that, there's Sierra and talking about Austin to Lindsay. And so, which I love, I forget when Lindsay is a little drunk. She's always like, sorry, I forget I'm not on video, but she's always, I'm putting my fist up. She's kind of always like, are you going to fuck with me?
Yeah.
Even when you're being nice to her. Because Sierra's just calmly asked, you know
she
what?
She gets in pugilist mode.
I wasn't planning on doing this, but let's do something I like to call, I'm not going to sing because we're not together, but we're going to do summer house theater.
Summertime.
So Poodle's going to be Hubs and I'm going to be Sierra. This is going to be a short and sweet one, but I'm excited for it. And action. So Lindsay.
Oh my Lindsay, God, you're so pretty today.
Oh, thank you. Well, you keep looking at my tits. I know they're so big, right?
Oh, I want to put my face in them.
Put them.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to talk to you about you and Austin. Like, you know, you remember
what?
You and Austin?
What?
Like, you had a thing,
what?
Right? You and Austin had a thing.
I've told you everything.
No, I just want to make sure, you know, because I'm feeling him. And have you slept together since Vermont? Like, have you slept together?
Why? You know everything. I mean, I'm literally trying to fuck the bartender.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just wanted to be clear about that. So
you don't
you're
have
not.
To, no. There's no. Nothing. I'm trying to, like, fuck every guy I can.
Okay.
Like, it's a hot hub summer.
And sing. It's short, but I still enjoyed it because she was like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean? I'm trying to fuck the bartender. Yeah, Sierra, you don't have to worry.
Yeah, Sierra, you're fine.
She also falls in love and out of love pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's like when she makes out with Alex and she's like, now do I have feelings for him?
You mean Sierra?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Lindsay.
No. Sierra's just young.
But and you know I think who falls Sierra, in and out of love quickly?
Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do.
Yeah, you can go from I'm hot for you to you're dead to me in a day.
Half a day. I've seen it.
It's amazing that way.
I like that Lindsay's like just, I don't know. I mean, you've seen a lot of others earlier seasons. I haven't yet, but I feel like Lindsay always gets herself so emotionally attached to a guy and starts investing in that.
She
and
does,
I enjoy that she's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to fuck around. This isn't about making a baby so quick and getting everything done.
This is the best summer for her so far in kind of not feeling like she's having to put things on relationships. Now, I'm going to eat those words probably because in the summer she's going to have another guy who she's obsessed with. But
I wonder if they'll hint at her and Carl at all this season.
I don't know. I still don't think it's real. That's me. I can't believe
I want to believe it's real, though. I want to believe it's real. anyway. Do you want to take a little break and then we'll get back to it?
Yep.
All right, y'all. We'll see you in a second. Poodle, I got to tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is
complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
It's Amanda's birthday weekend! Woohoo!
I'm on.
Guys, I gotta make it about me.
Abatula. And y'all, Kyle has the biggest fucking sty.
He has a huge sty in his eye. I just want to say
hi.
Y'all, I'm sorry, but I've got to tell this story. We had a friend when we used to teach at summer camp who was Job. She was Job that summer.
Everything plagued on her.
She had a sty in her eye. And so, because she was stressed. And so, when you have a sty in your eye, they put like this, you put like a Vaseline kind of thing on your eye.
She had sty on both eyes.
Yeah. And so, she put it on her eyes. And then she was going down the stairs, and the sun was really bright, and it shined off the cream off of her eye, and it shined her eye. And so then she fell down the steps, and she twisted her ankle.
And she's on crutches.
She had crutches and an air cast.
And she had a golf cart and two styes on her eye.
No, you forgot. And then she got shingles on the side of her face.
She got shingles on the side of her face.
And so she would just walk around. And all the campers, she would walk around. And all the, because she would eventually, I think, get a patch on her eye. And the campers would go, "Arg, arg, matey."
There she goes.
Children are mean.
They are mean.
Was that child that started those things?
I did. That's how I avoided bullies.
How many teachers did you make fun of?
All of them. All of them. I had a name for all of my teachers. And I would come up with the name so the other kids would call them. That was how I avoided bullies, is giving the kids who were more bullied than I was, they were easier targets. So I would come up with names for them, so I wouldn't be a target.
Wow.
It's survival.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how many educators quit because of you.
I was a good student in general. If I did not like you, I was very insolent. And a lot of eye rolling and a lot of, as my mother would call it, "Don't you get that shit eating grin with me." When I would just go, if they were hard on me, I respected it. But if I felt like they were being petty or anything like that, because there were some teachers I really respected their authority, but there were some I didn't. I don't know why. I think some I did not think were very smart. And I didn't like how that sometimes teachers would lose their temper. And I was like, how unprofessional.
That prissy little fourth grade. Miss Griffin is unprofessional.
Well, I think even me now, when I'm in positions of authority and power, if I'm music directing a show or in charge of something, you will never see me lose my temper. It may happen one time where I scream at something and then everyone's kind of afraid of something. But most of the time it's quiet and I kind of wait for them to realize I'm just waiting for them. That's my tactic.
Wow. So my next teabag is, y'all, Jake and I are old.
Mm-hmm.
That's my name. Because this 90s birthday party, I went, oh, this is so cute. And then they started showing pictures of people in the 90s and how old they were.
I'm like, oh.
In 1991,
I was in high school in 1991 or middle school. No, it wasn't 91. It was the 2000. That's what she was talking about.
No, the thing was 1990s because I think she was born in 91.
No, she's 30. So yeah, she was born in, yeah, she was born in 91.
I'm just letting you figure that out.
No, but I'm saying she was born in 91. So she was like eight in the year 2000 or nine in the year 2000.
Oh, that's what the pictures were from.
Yeah.
Still doesn't help. She was born in 91. Basically, y'all, we could be Amanda's father.
Maybe. Unless maybe. I'd have to really do that early.
Yeah, you would have been real. Thank God you weren't into girls, or you just would have been knocking them up. Yes, but Andrea and Andy was two. They were six. Danielle was five. And I'm looking at these pictures going, God.
I remember all that. I remember the way Kyle looked. And I remember all that. Very clueless.
Yeah, I remember like Paige said, I want this to be, this party look like TRL. Like it's nostalgic. And I'm like, bitch, that was fucking
TRL.
High school.
I love TRL. For,
I know.
I dreams about being on TRL. And then like if Carson Daly would have like given me the mic, I'm like, I don't know who I would say. I want to say hey to my friend Jennifer and my friend Robin and my friend Jenny and my other friend Jessica. They're not going to believe I'm here on TRL. Yeah, I had four girlfriends. I think I had one male friend. No, two. I had two.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah. I watched TRL, but my grandma really wouldn't let me watch it a lot, so I had to watch Country Music Till It's CMT with her. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
That's what happened.
What's your next teabag, Poodle?
I just love this moment when Sierra was Paige. We're talking about like, look at my boobs, and Sierra went, I don't mean to like take your shine or anything, but boom, she just popped out her titties, and Paige's like, I hate you. Sierra
Sierra's
had a hard
built,
time.
Amazing,
she
built,
is. Yeah. Sierra had a hard time, kind of like figuring out who she wanted the camera to show. To everyone, and she's found it this season. And Winterhouse really helped her.
Winterhouse, you know what it is? It's there's no Hannah.
That's Hannah true.
I think that's it, actually.
Hannah takes the air out of the room, too.
Hannah takes the air out, and she monopolizes Paige.
Yep.
And Paige feels beholden to her because not only they're friends now, they're business partners. So,
yep.
I don't mean that in a negative way.
But I think Sierra has really found her footing in the house. She knows where she, how she fits in. And I like that. I'm really happy for her that she's found that.
I am too. I love her.
Yep.
I like her. I know he's your friend. Luke does look really hot wearing eyeliner.
Oof.
He does.
Oof.
I know that didn't help you.
Oof. Yummy.
My next tea bag is, y'all, if you've been dating a guy for seven fucking years and it's your 30th birthday and he doesn't get you a gift, dump him.
That's some shitty shit. This was a little bit close to fraudacity to me.
I was like, this has to be fake. This cannot be. Kyle can't own a business with Loverboy and be that stupid and self-centered.
And maybe we're wrong.
And Kyle, if you're listening, you're a fuck. Come on, dude. Be a better human.
But it's interesting because what Amanda said, she's like, I spend all this time, because every summer, y'all, she does like the most for him. Like, that's her nature. She is a giver. She's a caretaker. She's always putting on the best birthday parties for him. And he always cries and gets overwhelmed.
Yep.
And it's the best part of their relationship when she surprises him. But this felt weird. And it felt like it just struck the wrong chord. And if they're trying to say he forgot her birthday and did not get her anything, and then they're getting married the same season, I don't know.
That's when you're the most thoughtful. Like,
why are you trying to turn your audience against Kyle?
When they're about to get married, it just doesn't make sense.
And I liked it when your friend gives them, is that like that episode of Seinfeld when Kramer gives a card to Elaine and a bench, and Jerry's like, I got you a, and he's trying to like, he's having sex with her and being friends with her. And he's like, here, I got you some money. have some money. So like when like your boyfriend, your friend usurps you with the nice gift, Luke gives her like, I've given like for a shelter dog that they foster from.
And y'all all, and then we find out this is kind of a tease, but we forget she's brought this. All she wants is a dog.
Right. It's ridiculous. I think it's a little fraudacity.
I hope it is. I hope it is for like them as a real couple. I hope it is.
If it's not, he's on the, he knows that the show is there. He knows he needs to get something. That was a huge, huge miscalculation.
Yeah. He knew this weekend was her birthday.
Right.
And he knew they were having a party for her birthday.
Right. Anyway, the last thing that happens is Andy and Paige go off and make out. So we're trying to figure out, Craig, is it going to be Craig? Is it going to be Paige? Yo, spoiler alert, she is with Craig now, currently.
With Craig. I have one other thing, and this is real brief, but Amanda calls her mother and she's like, Mom, I'm sorry, my birthday. Would you ever call or FaceTime your mother drunk?
Absolutely not.
Can you imagine? I don't know. I think my mom would kind of laugh. And then the next day she would say, well, don't you think that was a little intense to be that intoxicated? What would Mother Poodle say if you called her drunk?
Well son, I'm a little worried. Are you okay? I don't know. I just don't talk to people like that when they're not feeling well.
How many times has she called you when she's a glass of wine in?
She's a glass of wine's deep. Yeah. I don't know. Your father's nowhere near here. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like nobody loves me.
Y'all, she's actually said that.
Yo, and I will say this. In defense of my mother, she had a really shitty childhood.
She did.
So it these things don't go away unless you process them. My mother's generation does not know how to process that childhood stuff like that.
Oh no. As Aunt Peggy told Kyle today, I can still see him dead on the floor. I can picture it every day.
Oh God.
Anyway,
and then she's
y'all.
Like, so who wants some iced tea?
Yeah, she literally said that. She's like, well, I guess I better let you do your thing with Alan. Have fun.
So good to see you.
She calls Jake Alan because she thinks he looks like, what's his name? Alan from
John Cryer.
Two and a half men. Anyway, all I have.
I've gotten younger John Cryer before. Now I'm old. Who knows what I am?
And with that, we're going to go before I say anything.
It's like my mom's, my mother's story.
I need to get out of here before I get called out.
Your throat out to the screen.
Go to our Linktree link, y'all. That's where you can see all of our live show information. Remember, Love is Blind is coming out this weekend. We're going to try to do as many episodes as we can. It drops on Friday. Also, we're going to be teasing a big 90-day interview we scored with someone. So be sure to check our Instagram for those teases. We're going to be dropping some hints with an announcement next week.
Also, our Patreon poll is out for the Bicurious for this month. It is Love Off the Grid, Adults Adopting Adults, and Like Mother, Like Daughter?
Another daughter, yes.
Love Off the Grid and Adults Adopting Adults are running away for it right now. So vote. I'm going to stop the voting on Friday. So
vote for our Patreon members, yes.
And also, live show on February 22nd.
27th. 27th.
Oh, sorry, I keep getting that
funeral's on the 22nd. So won't be there.
Well, maybe I'll do my own show.
Sure.
February 27th.
Yes,
and it is, we are having a special guest podcast joining us, and that is a date with Dateline with Kimberly and Katie. And they'll be talking 90 Day, Lalu, and some Dateline stuff, and probably, I guarantee you, they're going to probably talk about Josh Mankiewicz, or Mankey, as they call him. So get ready for that, and we'll hear Keith Morrison stories, I'm sure. So we're very excited to see you guys. Get your tickets there from our link tree.
Yes. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. And remember, before you start your day, you should always ask yourself one question. And what is that, Poodle?
Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy?
And the slow part at the end. In September, they'll all go back to their Google Hangout, their Zoom, and their Slack. And even though summer came to an end, they'll continue to be best of friends
on Insta.
Summer's nuts because of these sluts. But,
what are you going to do?
That summer.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.